Complications of cirrhosis can include refractory ascites and refractory variceal bleeding. Both clinical entities are life-threatening and have a poor mortality rate. Some patients may qualify for TIPS placement. TIPS is a self-expandable shunt that connects the high-pressure portal system to the lower-pressure hepatic vein system and has been around for approximately 30 years. Despite this technology, there's still a 7% dysfunction rate at year one after placement, and our societies do not offer guidance as to how often we should survey these patients and with what method. In this retrospective study over 13 years from 2008 to 2021, we looked at patients who referred for TIPS revision. We looked at different parameters of the Doppler ultrasound, which is used at our institution as a non-invasive way of assessing TIPS function. And we compared this to the baseline ultrasound, and anything greater than 50 centimeters per second difference was considered concerning for stenosis. We had 89 patients. There was no significant difference in terms of their MELD scores. And 82% of patients had abnormal flow on Doppler ultrasound, with only 44% requiring revision with interventional radiology. All in all, we found that patients who required revision for TIPS had a lower mortality rate and significantly lower rates of transplant. In predicting the need for TIPS revision, Doppler ultrasound has a poor sensitivity and specificity of 40% and 45% respectively, with a negative predictive value of 14%. However, if Doppler ultrasound is used to assess patency, the most accurate location was a distal velocity with an area under the curve of 0.79, and this was statistically significant, specifically when the distal velocity was less than 114 centimeters per second. So why is this important? It's because patients who underwent TIPS revision, again, had lower mortality rates. But what we found was, despite a 13-year follow-up, Doppler ultrasound was neither sensitive nor specific, but the distal velocity could be acceptable in terms of predicting the need for TIPS revision. Therefore, there still exists a need for further non-invasive methods in order to predict TIPS dysfunction. Thank you.